There was a lot of spin going on in Washington this week, and not just the political kind. The Smithsonian's Museum of American History houses the nation's yo-yo collection, and this week hosted performances by some of the world's best yo-yoers. More on them in a moment, but for a little insight into the story of the yo-yo, we visit with David Shate. He's the curator who oversees the Smithsonian's collection.
We don't know who the first yo-yo performer was, where the first yo-yo was made. What we do know is that in the 19th century, a yo-yo-like device was very popular among children in the Philippine Islands. In the 1920s, Pedro Flores from the Philippines began making yo-yos for Americans in Central California. And that's where today's concept of the American yo-yo begins. In the late 1920s, a fellow named Donald Duncan, the toy maker from Chicago, purchased Pedro Flores' yo-yo. Not only his yo-yo, but the factory that he used to make it, the rights to the yo-yo. The yo-yo had found its time. What we regard as the golden age of the American yo-yo occurred after World War II in the 1950s and into the 60s, when the Duncan Company especially traveled the country promoting yo-yos by using Filipino immigrants quite often, compelling charismatic men who would simply demonstrate them on street corners or in drugstores and excite the crowd. Some of the best collections at the Smithsonian are good because the public responds to them in ways that they don't respond to many of my other collections. I collect hammers, for example, as well for the Smithsonian. How many interviews have I had about the hammer collection? None. They have compelling stories of invention, they do very important things, and yet here we sit in a room surrounded by yo-yos. Maybe it's because they're impractical. They don't exactly accomplish a whole lot other than going down and coming back up. In this age of reflection and attempts at getting one's head straight and clear and all of that stuff, the yo-yo, I find, is a great meditative tool as well. It is very restful. It concentrates the mind. It frees you from a great deal of external thoughts. It always comes back to your finger if you try hard enough. And it can be friendly as a pet.
Now to see the world champion zip to the stratosphere with his yo-yo, zing to our website, npr.org.